السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Friday morning. حضرت مفتي صاحب, may Allah Ta'ala grant you afiyat and good health. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. آمين آمين آمين. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Zakaria Ade in the Ansar studio and our brother Bonface here in Lanesia. Thank you very much. And we make dua on this Mubarak day, this honorable blessed day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 12th of Muharram, 1446, in this blessed honorable month of Muharram, for our brother Junaid Khan, Abu Yusuf. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala grant him complete shifa, speedy recovery, shifa ajil kamil mustamir. Ishfihi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifauk, shifa an la yugadiru saqama. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is Friday, the honorable blessed day of the week and the best day of the week, and it is the 12th of Muharram 1446. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 36, Surah Yasin, verses number 65 and 66. You know, human nature is such, when we are guilty, then we try and play a game, a trick, and we become ingenious, and what we say, then no, I did not do this, and we will take so many oaths and speak so many lies. So it is the day of justice. These mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and day and night they were worshipping, venerating various types of idols, male, female, and what have you. Or they were worshipping somebody else and venerating somebody else besides Almighty Allah. Hence they will come on the day of justice and say, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen. And they will say, O Allah, Wallahi. They will take an oath on Almighty Allah, Rabbina, O our sustainer, nourisher, provider, ma kunna mushrikeen, that we were the ones, we never ever committed shirk, we never committed polytheism, we never ever worshipped the idols. So many oaths, so many lies, so much propaganda. Chapter number 6, Suratul An'am, and verse number 23. So when the day of justice erupts, and now they are questioned for reckoning and accountability, illa an qalu, they, the idol worshippers, whether it is the Hindus, whether it is the Buddhists, whether it is Christians who are worshipping Jesus or anybody else, and that also is one form of shirk and polytheism, but they will say, Wallahi, we take an oath on Almighty Allah, Rabbina, O our sustainer, nourisher, ma kunna mushrikeen, we never ever committed shirk and polytheism. By Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Maliki Yawmiddin, remember Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner, exclusive owner, possessor of the day of justice. Open the beginning chapter of the noble Quran and you will find it there. So we see that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us. So now it's like a stalemate. So Almighty Allah says, fine, So what will we do? That is your claim, right? So now we will let justice prevail, because Yawm al-Din, it is the day of justice, the day of judgment. Chapter 36, verse number 65. Al-Yawm, today. Today, the day of justice. Nakhatimu ala afwahihim. We will place a seal on their mouths. Hence, their mouths will be sealed. Who can do that? Only Almighty Allah Jalla wala. So therefore, the royal pronoun is used. Nakhatimu ala afwahihim. We will place a seal on their mouths. Almighty Allah says, we, to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty, and as a symbol of respect and reverence. Nakhtimu ala afwahihim. So on their mouths a seal. Now what will happen? Watukallimuna aydihim. Their hands will speak to us. Their hands will speak to us. How many idols, how much kufr, how much blasphemy, how many vices, sins? وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And their feet will bear testimony. How many temples, how many churches, how many synagogues you went to, and you committed the cardinal crime that I, Almighty Allah, will never ever forgive. Chapter 4, verse 48. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. So yeah, their own limbs will be speaking and testifying, giving evidence against them. وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. And the feet will bear testimony against them. So they will tell their limbs, we did all this for your enjoyment. لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. How come you gave testimony against us? You gave evidence against us. So the limbs will say that we spoke. أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. That Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only Supreme Being, He made us speak. Remember that. And on that day, nobody can refute Almighty Allah. It's like the sun saying, I will not rise, I will not set. So remember that everybody will be speaking and everybody will speak the truth. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا. And then they will say, after the testimony, evidence is given, they will address their skin, limbs and organs. How can you testify against us? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Jalla Wala made us speak, and He makes everybody and everything speak. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Whilst He, Almighty Allah, is the sole exclusive creator, He created you the first time, and unto Him is the return. So chapter 41, Surah Hamim As-Sajda, verse 21. Chapter 41, verse 21, very easy reference. So there you have it, folks, that are we prepared for that day, when these hands, when these feet, when these organs of ours will be speaking on the day of justice. The land and sand will speak. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. When the day of justice erupts, everything falling apart, and they will be convulsions everywhere. That human being who's witnessing all this, before he perishes, he will see what's happening. So Almighty Allah informs us in chapter 99, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. That day the land will be giving the breaking news. The land and the sand will be speaking. بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا. That on that day Allah inspired it. Chapter 99, verses 1 to 5. Are we prepared for that day? Surah 3, chapter 3, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Allah, do not disgrace and humiliate us on that day, the day of justice. So one, the limbs will speak and give a testimony and give evidence against the person and people. And second one, the land and the sand will speak, give breaking news. Third one, the angels will come with their big, big computers. I just use use this word, that is what will resonate with you, O human being, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah. So the angels will come, whether it's big computers, small computers, it is beyond our perception, comprehension, and they will give all the evidence which they were writing down. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. So chapter number 82, Surah Infitar, and verses number 10, 11 and 12. Wa inna alaykum lahafidin. Allah has appointed the angels for you to protect you. And they were writing down everything, the virtuous and the vices deeds we committed, and the vices we committed. Ya'lamun, and they will know that what they did. Nobody can lie on that day. The evidence will be overwhelming, overflowing. Guilty or not, eventually he will say guilty. Any mitigating circumstances, he'll say none. Do you deserve to go to Jahannam, the hellfire? He will say yes. Allah will dispatch those people who are sane and mature straight to hell. Adalam min Allah, the justice system of Allah. For people like me and you who have Iman, Islam, we live with Iman and Islam, and we die with Iman and Islam. Bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa karamihi wa judihi, with his mercy, grace and benevolence. So then for us is Jannat al-Firdaus. Beg Almighty Allah daily for Jannat al-Firdaus, minimum thrice a day, and ask Almighty Allah for protection from Jahannam, the hellfire, minimum thrice a day. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wa sallam, said, Jannat and Paradise will intercede for that person. Ya Allah, let him enter Jannah. He is to beg me, you, Ya Allah, for Jannah. Jahannam will say, even I don't want him, Ya Allah, take him, don't let him enter here in Jahannam. Walau, when Allah Ta'ala uses the word law, is hypothetically. Walau nasha'u, and if we decreed, Allah did not decree, but hypothetically for argument's sake, latamasna ala a'yunihim, then we would have blotted out their eyes. They would have no vision and no sight at all. Latamasna, again the royal pronoun, to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty. We would have blotted out their eyes and sight and vision. First tabaqus sirat, they should have raced towards this path and dead path, and get totally lost because they got no vision and no sight. For anna yubsarun, how will they see? Did you think Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we can see? Although we might be wearing spectacles, contact lenses, but we can see. Think Almighty Allah, Allah malaka shukur kullu, walaka alhamdu kullu. Oh Almighty Allah, all thanks is only solely exclusively for you. All praise is only exclusively for you. Allahumma afina fi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina. Ya Allah, give us afiat, safety, comfort, goodness in our ears, hearing faculty, in our eyes, our seeing faculty, wa quwwatina, in all our limbs and our faculties. Ma abqaitana, as long as you have given us life, Ya Allah. What beautiful du'as you will find. The Master alayhi salam taught us in Mustad Ahmad, Mustadrak Hakim, and so many various compilations. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is Jumu'ah. I'm very, very excited today. And it is the 12th of Muharram, 1446. And it is GG, Gaza genocide, and then day number 287. Say Allahu Akbar. Say Alhamdulillah. Somebody who the Jutla say we don't know, their Iron Dome failed and a drone came right into Tel Aviv, right next to the United States consulate in Tel Aviv, and one Jutla fracked and died and dispatched straight to Jahannam and Hellfire. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And many are injured, transferred inshallah to Jahannam. Oh Jutlas, I told you long time, get your your second passport and get out. That Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, have attacked you right in Tel Aviv, the heart of Israel. And what you going to do now? Nobody is going to come to help you. Allah has cursed you forever. Allah will punish you forever. Go and read chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. We salute you, Hezbollah. You must pump them up with more drones so the Jutlas must know they can have America, they can have Europe, they can have NATO, they can have the Arabs, Murtads and Haramis and Ghaddar and traitors and enemies of Islam on their side. But Allah is not on their side. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَانَا وَلَا مَوْلَىٰ لَكُمْ. Verily, Allah Jalla Wala is on our side and not on your side, Jutlas, Haramis. So that is the latest breaking news today. You must remember that. And remember, what are they doing in Gaza? They're decreasing the water supply. And what is happening? Remember, the sewage and everything is just flowing, and that is causing polio. And remember that the Israeli diaper force is very worried because they're going to contract polio as well. Hence, they'll give them a vaccine. Take a vaccine on your front side or your back side, you haramis, you chutlas, you cursed nation. Nothing will save you from disgrace. Your baby is going to go to America and address, you must remember, the Congress. They're already threatening the people that those who are going to interrupt his speech, they will be arrested. I thought America has freedom. I thought you have freedom of speech. I thought you have freedom of you must remember, association. BB and Biden, the harami who's got COVID now, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. So BB, Biden, Blinken, the three B's are all B's and haramis. You must know what B means and harami means, and quote me anywhere in the world. So that is our stance on the Jutlas. And though you BB, no country you are welcome. The only place you are welcome is Jahannam and the hellfire, and that will be your resting place forever, inshallah. Three Jutlas killed in other places as well, many injured. Ben Gwee, the harami, he goes to Aqsa Masjid yesterday, what they call Temple Mount, to provoke the Muslims, and says, nobody can stop me. The last person who said that was Ari. You know Ari? Ariel Sharon. And he came with 2,000 army and police. Allah put him 8 years in Sakarat. Allahumma alayka bi Ben Gwee was not rich. Allahumma alayka bihim. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Ya Allah, this Ben Gwee, Smotrich, and all these haramis, you punish them in this world and send them straight to Jahannam if there's no hidayat for them. So the Jutlas have voted yesterday in their Knesset. There'll be no two states. 95% voted in favor. Few people, 8-9 people only voted two state. The two state solution is dead before it was born also. A waste of time. We're going to take over the whole of historic Palestine. You heard me, Jutlas? You're recording me? I'm very happy. For past 20 years, you are recording me and you can't do nothing about it. What can you do? We're quoting from your sources. So you must remember that. Pack up and go. 1 million Jutlas gone already. 25% get ready to go if they can leave. And now what does attack right in Tel Aviv? And remember, if Hamas did it, subhanallah. And if you must remember, Allahu Akbar. And if Hezbollah Shaitan did it, Hezbollah, we salute you. Hani an lakum, very good. So remember, see what they did. Now listen to me properly. Galan said, in Israel, we must now establish a hospital for the Palestinian children, meaning who were injured and wounded and killed by us and so forth, by the Israelis. He won't say it in so many clear words. So that was his plan. BB, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, he says, no, I am the prime minister. I overrule your decision as a minister. There will be no hospital Israel, for the people and children of Gaza in Israel. So therefore we say loudly and boldly that remember, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. 70% of the Americans say Biden should drop out. Most probably inside sources have told us, inside the trading goes on as you speak in political terms and financial terms. By this weekend, Biden will be history. He will go out. They're looking for who will be the presidential candidate and who will be the deputy vice president. That side there, as I speak to you, that this guy, Trumpy, you see what his golden ear, he got the extra hole in his ear, the harami. So you must remember, that's what I mean by golden ear, in inverted commas. So Donald Duck, so he's delivering a speech there, you must remember, to his supporters, and every word he says, they're clapping hands and so forth. So he says, I will be the president of the entire America and not half America. And he explained that how he ducked and so forth. And where is Biden? Biden is recuperating. Both haramis, both morons, both war criminals. Senator Roberts says that, you must remember, this is Senator Robert Menendez, that he will resign. So Senator Menendez says, I will not wait to be expelled and I will resign, because he was cutting deals with Egypt and Sisi and the Pharaoh and Murtad, all parties disgrace. Putin is teaching this MBS. He say, MBS, you're still a small lighty, you see. Come here. Let me teach you some tactics and some strategy. So Putin is an old hand in all this. So Putin and MBS say that OPEC is very, very important. They know what oil, they have a big clout, and nobody must try and harm OPEC. So they're standing together, Putin and Murtad bin Shaitan. So Israel committed a massacre in Lebanon. So Lebanon responded straight, you must remember, in Tel Aviv, murdering, killing 7-8 people and injuring dozens of others. So remember that Bangladesh, terrible situation, Mohammed Salim Kareem. I don't know if you've been to Bangladesh. I haven't been there, because it's just like Pakistan, East Pakistan, West Pakistan it was. And 1971, they went separately. So Bangladesh TV station, the main station, is on fire. Our Muslim students, our talaba, our students in madrasas and that, are being shot at. 19 people have become shuhada and martyrs. No internet in Bangladesh. If you know anything of Bangladesh, it is a satellite state for India, and India tells them what to do. And you know India, Hindus and Mushrik, and especially Modi and his Hindutva BJP, our arch enemy, and the Jutlas, our arch enemy. Quran has mentioned this. Surah 5 verse 82, the last verse of the 6 Supara, 6 Jews. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. So you must remember, your worst enemies will be the Jews and the idol worshippers, the Hindus. We never ever said every Jew, every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them. And if you know anything of Bangladesh, it's run by a lady. She's also another murtada out of the fold of Islam. And remember, she allows the biggest brothels to take place in Asia, there in Bangladesh. That is, if you read the history of Bangladesh. China halts talks and discussions with regarding nuclear arms with America, and they say, you want to poke your nose in Taiwan, so you get out. Well done, China. Tensions between politicians and hostages are increasing in Israel. The hostages' families say ceasefire now. The politicians are saying no, because their government will fall and then they will lose all their perks and wages. Whole lot haramis, you must remember that. Sir Alan Duncan, can you believe this, of Britain? Sir Alan Duncan said, hey, you Jutlas, Jews, get out of the land. It's not your land. Get out of Palestine. So at least you spoke. For that we say well done. And remember that ladies came to sympathize with a Muslim family there, and they lost some member of their family in Phoenix, there in Durban, and they wore the ladies' attire, the garb, and you know, abaya and what have you. And when they came there, they brought some samosas, bhajjas, whatever. And when the ladies of the house, the bereaved family, were alone, they tied them up and stole all the money and jewelry. Be very careful who you allow in your house. They can have Muslim garb or other garb. Today, things are very, very bad. Always read Surah 12, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِذًا وَارْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Italy, if you go, you women, we told you, but you don't listen. Majority of you Muslim women don't listen. So you like to go today with a function, there's a nikah and walima tomorrow, Sunday. One side you're going to carry your Dior and your handbag, or the Armani handbag. So do you know, they're under scrutiny. It cost them $59. It cost them $99. They charge you $1,900. They charge you $3,000, making you fools, charging 500% more, charging 300% more, and they treat their labor as rubbish, you must remember. So this is what they do. Peter Blank Banner Stunk. That is what you call in Afrikaans. If you don't know what it means, outside there's a shine and glitter, and inside is rotten to the core. So that is what this whole Western world is like that, you must remember. If you're going to question 9/11, besides the narrative that the Americans give you, you could be fined or imprisoned. That is your America, complete dictatorship. Your whole 9/11 was a put-up job by Mossad and America to blame the Arabs and Muslims. What you going to do? So we will speak the truth. What can you do about it? So go to a hell with your Holocaust. Go to a hell with, you must remember, what you anti-Semite. And 9/11 was a big put-up job by yourself, and you know that. Today, Friday, remember this, that what will happen 19th of July, the ICJ, the International Court of Justice, will rule on Israel's occupation. You know the case was brought by South Africa. South African time, it should be around 3 o'clock this afternoon, but you can just verify that. So you must remember, Ben-Gvir and Smotrich are the biggest criminals in Israel, and they think they got power, but they don't know it's very, very short-lived. So be afraid, be Netanyahu is afraid of the October 7 inquiry, because he told the army to move away from there, from Gaza. He's the one who brought about Hamas, and now he's trying to say, no, I am not the guilty party. He always wants to play victim and so forth. Let's give you some South African circus news. What else can you call it but the circus and the comedians, Alibaba and the 400 clowns and 400 crooks and corrupted people. So much wages, so many perks. So can I call you an honest politician? Never, ever. So Muslim or non-Muslim, I don't believe you. The Zuma Foundation says, listen to this, you South Africans. Allah protect us. The Zuma Foundation says that Zuma, President Jacob Zuma, might be assassinated. So you better be very careful about that. There will be civil war here. Then Allah protect us all. Malema says this whole VBS, where they expose the EFF and where they expose other guys who are looting the bank. So Malema says this whole scandal is just propaganda. And remember that he said the Pala Pala matter is not dead. We're going to take Cyril to the cleaner still. So you must remember, and this guy is here, Afri Forum, this Afrikaner guy, say they're going to take EFF to the cleaners. So what do we say? South Africa is getting cleaned from corruption and what have you. That's why I love South Africa. It is a nice circus to live in, with so many clowns, you must remember, and put in the mix, you must remember, the corrupt Molvis, the corrupt priests, and the corrupt rabbis and all that. So you have a proper mix masala, GNU, Government of National Unity. So that was our news, views, interviews of today. Inshallah, our program today, 8:30 to 9, will be Mufti Aku with Mawla Zahid Khan, inshallah al-Aziz. 11:27 South African time, 12:27 Makkah time. So the Adhan will go, and Sheikh Usama Khayyat will render the khutbah. His khutbahs normally are lullaby khutbahs. People, they just sleep in his khutbah. So we will just take the khutbah and translate it and make dua, and then I will rush here to the Jami Masjid in Lanesia, and inshallah the talk will start promptly, inshallah. inshallah, between 12:15, 12:20, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. So today is Friday, O Ummah. Abundant Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read Surah Kahf, make dua for Gaza al-Mubarakah. Allah, wipe out Israel from the face of this earth. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhdallin al-ghasibin. You the imams, your khutbah Friday, don't give a dead khutbah as you normally do. Make special dua in your khutbah for Gaza and Palestine. Make dua after your salat for Gaza and Palestine. If you read kunut and nazila in your Jummah salat, very good, totally permissible according to all four schools. So wake up, O imams. I see so many places that because I just delivered a lecture and I tell the imam make khutbah and salat, half the time dead khutbahs, and remember that lullaby khutbah put the people to sleep. So we also need to wake up a little bit. Ji Mohana, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Can parents give their children zakat funds?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There is ijma and consensus for parents, grandparents to give their children, grandchildren zakat. Totally haram, and that zakat will not be valid. You will have to repay it. Remember that. For zakat, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has spoken about it in the Noble Quran, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 60. 8 categories. All must be Muslim and poor Muslims as such. So you can give your brothers, sisters, you can give your uncle, aunties, you can give your nephew, nieces, provided that they are Muslim and they are poor. Once they have cell phones, they have TVs, they have internet, they have cars, you can't give them zakat. These are a bunch of mufatiyas who are just living on zakat and looking for loopholes, not permissible. And to give children, grandchildren, totally haram, not permissible.
Till what time can one read the Hajjud Salah?
Tahajjud Salat, every Muslim home and house should have a perpetual timetable. I just went now to Durban and got back and returned, Alhamdulillah. I told my nephew Ismail Karim, Maulana Ismail, my sister's son, I need the perpetual timetable for Durban. I need two. One for here and for us here, and one for our Durban studio. So we put it up there Sunday when I was there for Q&A. And mashallah, I kept this one here in my house, so I know exactly at what time it is. So you look at it. So yesterday I gave you the times. I told you Durban time yesterday was 5:20 cut off time. So that is your Sehri ending time. So that is your ending time for Tahajjud and for Witr and everything. And your eating, drinking. Similarly, yes, our Transvaal time, Gauteng time was showing 5:32 and so forth. So just make it 5:30, round it off at that. So at that time you must be finished with your Tahajjud, your Twitter and so forth and so on.
Mufti Saab, when inviting for a nikah, is it important to mention the name of the bride and bridegroom?
Remember that we at Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we have a program, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Alhamdulillah, and Mona Zahid Khan, that he is the one who holds the program every Fridays between 10 and 10:30. So now we are in Muharram, and remember to have nikah during Muharram, any month is totally permissible, and that is to practice on the Sunnah and the Nabawiyyah. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A'linu nikah waj'aluhu fil masajid." Announce the nikah. So all of you, your daughter, your son, grandchildren are getting married today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whenever. So send us the invitation. Send us the announcement. We will not be coming to your nikah. Don't worry. We just want to announce it and practice on the sunnah. So send us, even send it now, 084-786-3132. So just send us the invite, and Mawlana Zahid will read it between 10 and 10:30, inshallah al-Aziz. So the question arises that my daughter is getting married. Can we mention her name in the invitation card and so forth? Totally permissible. Sometimes people want to be more Catholic than the Pope, you know. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, no father, he was born miraculously, right? Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam, becomes Nami Nami, Isme Grami is mentioned 25 times in the Noble Quran. So people say, no, Sayyida Maryam's name is mentioned because he never had a father. So what you going to say? But Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her Nami Nami, Isme Grami is mentioned 34 times. So 25 times Isa alayhi salam, Jesus, peace be upon him. And Mary, Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, 34 times. Chapter 19 dedicated to this great lady. And 98 verses in that surah and chapter. So my daughter is getting married. Her name is Fatima, Zainab, Aisha, Jamila. And now you write it in the invitation card. I will take the name when I perform the nikah. So remember, sometime our people just write daughter so and so. So this is Gwinger. What about all the ahadith kitab? Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha reported 2,210 ahadith. You want to be more pious than them? So we don't agree with that. Yes, you say that fatwa is permissible, but for taqwa reasons, you don't want to. That's your business. But you can't come tell me if I take my daughter's name, you must remember in the nikah or on the invite is not permissible. We reject that totally.
Mufti Sahib, my sister passes away. How is her inheritance split? She is divorced and has a son, and we are two brothers.
So remember, if she's divorced, so her husband does not feature at all. One vital ingredient in this question you have not mentioned, but I'll mention it both ways, you'll understand. So according to your question, you say that the people who are surviving your sister are her son, biological son, and her brother. So the son will take everything. Always remember the golden rule in the Islamic law of inheritance, Islamic law of succession. One day, once there is a son of the deceased, biological son, he will deprive all siblings, all brothers, sisters, so everything will go to the son after the burial, funeral expenses, after the debts of the deceased, what she owed people, what she owed Edgar's, Woolworths, and Truworths, and you all know better than me all these things. I don't know, I'm just giving examples, but I know the Muslim woman, they go all year. I don't say all, but many of them. And third one was seen for who she bequeathed. So all that must be done, maximum one third for non-heirs, and then the shares of the heirs. So yeah, the heir is one, the son only. But you have not told me that what about your sister who passed away? Are her parents alive? If her biological parents are alive, so remember that they will get 1/6, 1/6, and that's one third collectively, and two thirds will go to the son. So you must be very clear on that. If both parents are alive, then 1/6, 1/6. So collectively, one third. If one of them is alive, then 1/6 only. Mother alive, 1/6. Father alive, 1/6. And remember, then the 5/6 remainder will go to the son. Both are alive, the parents, then one third for them, divided 1/6, 1/6. And then that, remember, that the two thirds will go to the beloved son. Allah grant him sabr, and Allah ta'ala grant your mother and all our mothers and parents Jannatul Firdaus. Those, my son, read Surah 14, verse 41. A mother, till now my mother passed away in 97. When we think and how we cry, even now we might have our own children. They are so special in Islam, and therefore we reject with the contempt it deserves what these haramis and westerners, prostitutes and prostitutes do, that they tell you Mother's Day and Father's Day, these haramis just to make money. For us, every day is Mother's Day and Father's Day. Read Surah 14, verse 41. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابُ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents and the believers, the day the reckoning is established. Daily you should read that, my son.
Mufti Sahib, what does it mean if one dreams of lots of snakes brought to me? Dead snakes were also given to me to feed the live ones.
When people normally ask me about dreams and all that, I know, but they just waste my time, you see, because most of the time people just got some fairy tale stories, adghathu ahlam, as the Quran says. So I just say, contact the other ulama and they will give you the interpretation. Then next question, they'll say, which ulama? So I say, contact the Darul Ulooms and contact the Jamiats. They got a lot of maulanas there and muftis and so forth. They'll help you out and so forth. Remember, when you dream of snakes and lions and tigers and all those things that are normally considered very dangerous, so it means one thing normally, that is, people are very jealous of you, people want to cause you harm, so you must use the antidote. So what is the antidote? Every night before you go and sleep, make wudu. Did you make wudu last night? No. A Muslim, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, la yuhafidhu alal hudu'i illa mu'min. The true Muslim is the one who will stay in hudu most of the time. It can't be 24 hours out of 24. We have to go and relieve ourselves. We have to sleep and so forth. But before sleeping, perform ablution 1. 2, read everything you're supposed to read. Did you read Surah Fatiha? Did you read Ayatul Kursi? Did you read the 4 quls? Did you read the last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah? All these are masnoon and sunnah to read. Remember that. Man qara'ahuma, whoever reads these last 2 verses, Amana Rasul bima unzilat al-fansurna al-qawmil kafirin. Chapter 2, verses 285-286 of Surah Baqarah. Then faqad kafatah, it will suffice for him. So inshallah, Allah will protect you from all these terrible nightmares and so forth. And daily give out charity, O Muslim. Today is Friday. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahimahullah, celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, has written in Zadul Ma'ad, you give out charity any day of the week, and you give out charity on a Friday, cash or kind, to any poor person, Muslim or non-Muslim. This is voluntary charity. Your reward will be muda'af, will be multiplied many, many fold. So kala, give out something today. Dewanu, you have to give out, nilevanu only. So learn to give, not only keep on taking, taking. When I used to teach in Darul Newcastle, because the students from Cape Town, African students, majority of them poor, I used to tell them that once in a while, once a week, every second day, give out 1 rand, 2 rand. You'll only know lam se le, you don't know dal se de, you only know how to take, you don't know how to give. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-yadul ulya khayrun min al-yadi sufla. The hand that gives is much superior than the hand that receives. An authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif. Ji.
Mufti sahab, as an organ donor, can my heart be donated to a non-Muslim in the event that I meet up in an accident?
Remember that to donate heart and all that, totally haram and so forth, not permissible. Regarding the donations and all that, organ transplant and that, there is difference among ulama. We respect them. Quran Kareem teaches us the usul. What a beautiful lesson for us. Ma qata'atum min linatin aw taraktumuha. The Muslims, Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the companions were fighting the Jews in Medina Munawwara, Banu Qurayza, Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Nadir, and then the Muslim Sahaba, they went and they burnt, you must remember, the date trees of the Jutlas as well. Some of them, they said, no, we must not destroy their trees. Other Sahaba went and they destroyed it. So now what? Which Sahabi is right? Some burnt it, destroyed it, others left it. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala send a message in the Noble Quran. Chapter 59 and verse number 5. Write it down, ulama students. Chapter 59, Surah Hashr in the 28th Juz. Ma qata'tum min lina. So whatever you cut down, you destroyed of the date trees, you want to give your daughter a beautiful name, so put Al-Lina. A-L-L-E-E-N-A, superior quality of dates, taken from this verse. Ma qata'atum min linatin, whatever date trees you cut and you destroyed. O taraktumuha, or you left it qa'ima, it's still there, it's still existing. Ala usuliha, on its roots. Fabi'idhnillah. That was with the permission of Allah. Two opposite actions, Allah approved of both. وَلِيُخْزِيَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, and Allah Ta'ala will disgrace the Jutlas and the Jews. Chapter 59, verse 5. So that is the meaning. So take this verse and bring this context. You ask about organ transplant and organ donation and so forth. So if you don't give anything and they say not permissible, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, Allama Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, Mufti Rashid Ahmed Rahimahullah, we met all of them several times, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They passed the fatwa, and I'm sure Maul Salim, you have the book, Insani Aza Ki Pehwankari, they said not permissible. But when you look at Mufti Taqi, Mufti Rafi passed away, you look at the Arab ulama, and from their dalail, that seems much stronger. Our fatwa verdict is that organ transplant will be permissible with conditions. You can't sell any organ. It must not be for cosmetic reasons and just for aesthetic reasons. It must be a matter of life and death. You cannot donate a heart and so forth. You can't donate a vital organ that will lead to your death immediately. Second one will be that you can't donate after death and so forth. You die and then you say, so all that is haram and not permissible. So the fatwa will be during your lifetime, if a person donates his eye or kidney or what have you, and you're not charging anybody, and it's matter of life and death, then we say permissible. But many ulama say not permissible. We say that's taqwa and precaution. But certain things is ijma, consensus, to sell organs, lambs all haram, after death not permissible, and vital organs like heart and all that, that will lead to the donor's death, all that haram, not permissible. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.